This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Kenosha Police Union gives its version of the Jacob Blake shooting. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has those details.
The Kenosha, Wisconsin Police Union has issued a statement detailing what officers say occurred in the moments leading up to the shooting of Jacob Blake last Sunday. According to Brendan Matthews, an attorney for the Kenosha Professional Police Association, officers were responding to a complaint that Blake was attempting to steal the caller's keys and vehicle. After seeing Blake had a knife, officers made multiple requests for him to drop it, but he did not. Two separate tasers failed to incapacitate Blake. As Blake opened the driver's door of the SUV, Kenosha police officer Rustin Chesky pulled on Blake's shirt and then opened fire. I'm Mike Gracia.
On the 57th anniversary of the March on Washington, thousands have again gathered at the Lincoln Memorial, capping a week of outrage over another police shooting of a black man. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
We're tired!
The speakers included families of victims, like Jacob Blake's father, who says America has two systems of justice.
The black system ain't doing so well.
George Floyd's brother says the nation demands change, and it's coming.
It's happening right now.
For Breonna Taylor's mom, though, change will come election day.
We have to stand together. We have to vote.
Decades after his dad led the original March on Washington, Martin Luther King III called on all Americans to do their part. Peacefully.
I ask you to pledge, as my father and John Lewis did, to get into good trouble.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The once fearsome Hurricane Laura is now broken apart, but unleashed heavy rain and tornadoes over the Tennessee River Valley. Recovery efforts in the disaster zone along Louisiana's coast are being complicated by thunderstorms along with sizzling heat. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump returns to the campaign trail despite the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump launches his post-convention campaign in Manchester, New Hampshire, telling the crowd that they face an historic choice in November.
Truly the most important election in the history of our country.
Trump blasted protesters as anarchists bent on destruction and labeled the Democratic Party and Joe Biden threats to their way of life.
Joe Biden is the puppet of the radical left movement that seeks to obliterate and destroy everything that you hold dear.
Masks are required in New Hampshire. Those in the crowd who took theirs off for the national anthem booed when a campaign aide asked them to put them back on after the anthem. I'm Tim McGuire.
The resignation of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will trigger a leadership race in his party, the winner of which must be formally elected in parliament. Abe resigned Friday over health issues that have grown worse. He is Japan's longest-serving prime minister and has for years battled ulcerative colitis and inflammatory bowel disease. Two recent hospital visits within a week sparked speculation as to whether he could stay in his job as prime minister until September next year, when his term as leader of the Liberal Democracy Party ends. This is actually Abe's second term as prime minister. He resigned in 2007, citing health reasons, and after a year of scandals, then returned in 2012. He's recently seen the support fall to one of the lowest levels of his nearly 8 years in office, under fire for his handling of the novel coronavirus pandemic and more scandals among party members. More than 835,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. Most of the deaths are in the United States, followed by Brazil. The number of worldwide infections is more than 24.6 million, with the U.S. alone at nearly a quarter of that, followed by Brazil, then India, both with well over 3 million cases each. Actor Chadwick Boseman, who played black icons Jackie Robinson and James Brown before finding more fame as the regal Black Panther in the Marvel movies, has died of cancer. His representative says Boseman died Friday in Los Angeles after a four-year battle with colon cancer. He was 43. He died at his home in the Los Angeles area with his wife and family by his side, according to his publicist. He was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2016, according to his family in a statement. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.